This is XY Spark, restoring holistic, healthy masculinity. Hello, hello, how are you guys doing? Thank you for joining me here on the podcast. This is your boy Rolando here on XY Spark. Listen, guys, I'm pretty excited to be here. I'm excited to talk with and share with you again on this platform. It's the XY Spark podcast. And yes, guys, reality is I took a break, but I'm back. And I wanted to chat with you because one of the things that I've realized that has become so frequent is, I don't know about my listeners, but what I've noticed, guys, is that the rate of suicide and domestic violence, and the way that so many men right across North America and the Caribbean are insecure, you know, and the view that I'm expressing on the program today might be somewhat problematic to some of our listeners, but I believe that as men, we need to be talking about these things more. Why are men so insecure in 2024? And you know, guys, these are topics that a lot of women may jump on and they may talk about. But as men, we are not talking about those things. And I'm wondering, why aren't we talking about those things more as men? And I think we have really dropped the ball on that. We need to be talking a lot more about what's happening and why is it that men are so insecure. Is it a problem as it relates to their mental health? Is it a problem as it relates to their emotional health? Is it that men are in a space now where they are so uncertain about their future, or they feel so unsure about their future if they don't have a woman in their lives or a partner? Is it that a lot of men don't know how to deal with rejection? And what does it mean for someone to be rejected? You know, just recently, last month, I heard of not one or two incidents where some really, really, heartbreaking things happened. One of them happened in Manitoba, Canada, for my Canadian listeners, where this guy went out there and he committed, you know, a really serious crime of taking the lives of women and kids. And when I heard that, as a coach for men, I said to myself, you know, what could we have done differently as a society? Are we seeking to make more effort to create spaces for men like these, or is it that he got to a point where of no return? So how do we support and help these men who are going through these psychological and emotional breaks? Why are men so insecure? Sometimes one thing that I've noticed is the guy in Manitoba, I think based on the report, he was really engrossed in drug use. But then along came another report of a guy in Sault Ste. Marie in Ontario. And this guy's case was just as severe, I would say even worse. Because what he did, he took the life of his ex, he went to another ex, he injured her, he took the life of three kids, and then his own life. And what they're saying is that he was using a lot of drugs, he was using meth, he had access to firearms, and he had previous cases with the law. And as I heard that too, my heart broke, because I'm saying, what could we have done differently to help these men? And, you know, with a lot of love and sincere condolences to the families, You know, I want to say to you that this podcast is in no way trying to make, to justify the acts of these men. You know, I'm just saying, as a men's coach, as a psychotherapist, I'm just wondering if, as a professional, I myself have not been doing enough to create a safe space where these men can come forward and say, hey, I'm struggling with my mental health, I'm struggling with drugs, I'm suicidal, I need help. So why are men so insecure in 2024 is a question that I would like us to reflect on. And I would like to start off by just making some suggestions or mentioning some things as to why I believe a lot of men are so insecure. And the first point that I want to make to my listening audience is that I find that a lot of men are so insecure because they really don't know themselves. A lot of men don't know themselves. A lot of men feel like if they're not in a relationship with somebody else, then they are nobody or they are nothing. So a lot of men are insecure because they themselves have not yet found themselves. And if a man has not yet found himself, he needs to work on himself before he even thinks about going into a relationship. Because here's reality. No woman on the planet is going to want to be in a long-term relationship with a man who is insecure and does not know himself. So a man knowing himself means he's got to work on any drug addiction that he has. He's got to work on any mental health issue that he has. He has got to take the lead and seek to get supports to heal from his own hurts and his own traumas. You see, the reality is when a man goes into a relationship, a man has to realize that you don't go into a relationship with a woman for her to be your mom, for her to take care of you. That's not her role. And so an insecure man should not go into a relationship. He needs to work on himself first and realize that you're going into a relationship with somebody else where you two can complement each other. Right? So going into a relationship, a man who believes that a woman is going to make him complete is an insecure man. No woman makes any man complete or vice versa. You go into that relationship to complement each other, where you can grow together and you can evolve into becoming the best that you can be for each other. So that's the first thing that I wanted to throw out there, that a man that's insecure should not even think about going into a relationship, because reality is he's not ready. So you have got to work on your own securities and remember that going into a relationship with another person is not that you're looking for someone to make you complete, but to complement you. So keep this in mind. The second point that I want us to wrap our minds around why so many men are insecure is because of how they were taught. There are a lot of men who it was sort of fed into their minds by society. It was fed into their minds oftentimes by culture that, hey, if you're a man at a certain age, you need to be married, you need to start having kids. You need to make sure that you keep your relationship together. And if you don't, then you're not a man. I'm going to tell you this, guys, that there is no guarantee that you have that if you enter into a relationship with somebody that is going to last forever, right? You might not be compatible. You might not be a good match for each other. When the honeymoon period is gone, you might realize you're not a good match. You have got to respect her choice if she says, hey, you're not for me. And she has got to respect your choice. And you have got to learn to move on respectfully without taking it personal. If someone is able to highlight and point out to you that, hey, these are the things that I'm struggling with that I would like you to work on. If you are a man who you refuse to take coaching or leading, or if you refuse to acknowledge your inabilities, if you've failed to acknowledge that coming to this relationship, you're bringing more baggage than what you need to, then you've got to work on that, because a woman in her right mind is not going to settle for just all anybody coming into your life. So if you're someone who you're easily angered, if you're someone who you can't open yourself up to any kind of reasoning, if you're someone who you feel that you know it all, if you have a narcissistic personality, if you are someone who feels that you need to have the final say, no woman in her right mind is going to want to be with a man like that, because it says something about your personality and about your mindset. So a lot of men are insecure because it was sort of fed to them by society, by culture, by even the company that you keep. So the insecurity that a lot of men are experiencing in 2024 is all happening because of the two previous things that I mentioned. The third thing why a lot of men are so insecure is that they have not yet taken the time to acknowledge that they have a problem. So you're not acknowledging that you have a problem. So you're jumping from one relationship to the next, from one relationship to the next, without pausing to ask yourself, why is it that the longest relationship I've ever had was 2 years? Or 3 years, okay? And I know there are special cases where you're in a relationship, maybe the person cheated, or the person was using you, but you have got to leave that respectfully, realizing that if I found a person cheated on me, it's not my fault that they cheated. You are going to own that. You're going to start questioning whether or not you were good enough. So a lot of men are insecure because they have had previous relationships that didn't work out, and all of a sudden, you start blaming yourself and thinking, well, it's because I wasn't good enough, or I'm not good enough for a woman to stay with. Sometimes maybe you're picking wrong, you're choosing the wrong partners. And a lot of times, I feel that a lot of men, they are spending more time to focus on the facial and the physical versus the intellectual. So oftentimes, the insecurity that's coming out of you is because you are not able to look beyond the facial and the physical, and that's the killer. You're expecting, because the facial and the physical is right, intellectual, emotional is going to be right, and that's not necessarily true. So sometimes your insecurities, the insecurities that a lot of men are displaying, it is being fueled because you are seeking to find compatibility by observing all the wrong things. Remember, having a lifelong partner or being in a healthy relationship goes much deeper than the facial and physical. There has to be some intellectual, emotional, and psychological. So guys, the insecurity. A lot of men are insecure in 2024 because of so many things. Excessive alcohol use, excessive drug use, the things that you're feeding your mind on, those things can cause to be insecure. Sometimes a lot of men are insecure because of the trauma that they have experienced in the past. And that's why we talk about being trauma-informed is asking the question, not what's wrong with you, but what happened to you. And so if you realize that something happened to you that is traumatic and it's impacting the lens that you are seeing your partner through, or it is impacting your perspective, or it's impacting the way you function in the relationship, then you have got to work on addressing that trauma before you try to invite someone to be a part of your life. The next thing why a lot of men are so insecure is that you are ignoring reality because you have expectations. Remember, if reality does not line up with expectation, the possibility for you to have a healthy, happy relationship becomes a far-reaching reality. So those insecurities oftentimes happen because you are ignoring reality, telling yourself, this is what I expect. Remember, if the person does not have the tool or the skills to meet your expectations, then you getting into that space where you expect them to be a certain way, it's not going to happen. Why? Because those expectations that you have are not lined up with their reality. And you have got to accept that. The sooner you're able to accept that, as much as it may be hurtful, then the sooner you'll be able to move on. It's almost as if you're saying, hey, you know what? I still care about you. I still respect you. I still love you. You know, however, I'm respectfully going to seek to move on. And that becomes a healthier space for you to be in, right? Move on, you know, as someone would say, lick your wounds if you need to, but move on so that you can start working on healing and you can start working on connecting with someone who's actually able to meet your expectations. So a lot of men are insecure because they don't have any clearly defined expectations. It's good for you to have clearly defined expectations, especially as it relates to relationships. So then you know exactly what you're going into, the person, or what exactly you are looking for. You know what they are looking for. You both can have a conversation about whether or not we are in sync. And that way, you'll be able to work together and address your relationship expectations. So if as a man you find that you are very insecure, you need to ask yourself some of these questions. You need to work on yourself. You need to step out of that comfort zone that you've created and start accessing healthy professional support so that you can grow and you can heal. So then when you're ready and you go into a relationship, your insecurities won't spill over into your relationship and impact it negatively. And that way you will become more of an asset in a relationship than a liability. Okay? So guys, I want you to consider working in your insecurities, because you see, what we have to think about here is this, is that more of us as men, we have got to start taking more responsibility for our actions, for our thoughts, and for our behaviors. If we're in a relationship and our partner decides to do something that hurt us, that is no reason for us to hurt them. That's a reason for us to realize that that's not for me. It's time to move on. See it like this. If you have a decaying tooth, you don't keep it. You go to the dentist and you either remove it, you do a root canal if it can't be fixed, right? And if you're in a relationship and it can't be fixed, you need to move on from it. Don't let your insecurities tell you you'll never get anybody else. Don't let your insecurities tell you, well, you know, if I don't have you, nobody else will. No, that's not the right way to approach it. You have got to seek to approach it with more maturity. You've got to seek to approach it with more responsibility. And by so doing, you will come out on the positive side. So no more of that talk, guys. I'm challenging you right now. Address your insecurity. Step out of that perceived space that you have created so that you can heal, you can grow, and you can become the better version of yourself. Guys, thank you so much for joining us here on XY Spark Podcast. Look out for our next episode coming up soon, right? And if you found that some of the points that we shared here in this podcast spoke to you, we'd like to hear from you. So we want you to like, want you to share, want you to comment. We want you to reach out to us. Check out our website on xyspark.org, and we'll be more than happy to connect with you to talk some more about ways that you can address your insecurities. Until next time, thank you for joining us here on our podcast, and we will see you again soon.